There is a growing movement in Indian country to raise healthy food on site, and the Rosebud Sioux Tribe has joined that initiative. The Rosebud Economic Development Corporation hosts a food sovereignty program. It focuses on the health of the community and on the autonomy of the tribe. Coordinator Michael Prade explained the program at the Ocheti-Chicoine Treaty Conference held this week in Rapid City. Michael Prate says Rosebud's people have to travel for miles to buy fresh produce and meat, and when healthy food is available, it is often prohibitively expensive. He says the situation has historical roots in military strategy, when the U.S. government intentionally eliminated food sources, like bison, to erode the power of indigenous people.
And once a person or a nation is unable to provide food for themselves, and that immediately sort of forces a very different bargaining situation. You know, historically, food was a major part of why people moved to reservations in the first place, why people, you know, were feeling like they needed to sign these treaties.
Prate says Rosebud is trying to regain control of its food system to gain independence from outside sources.
If you're not dependent on someone else to bring you your food, then you can kind of speak from a place of more power.
The initiative has started small, intensively growing vegetables on a third of an acre. Prate says young people especially seem to like coming together to work in the gardens. He says food collection is a rich cultural tradition. When old and young people gathered berries together, it was a time for storytelling and sharing of wisdom. He says medical science has had to catch up with what the people always knew.
That was always known, I think, in a lot of communities, you know, just talking about like the microbial health of the soil directly correlates to like our microbial gut health.
Prate says getting people into the garden can be therapeutic, consoling to people who have gone through trauma.
The more we're touching the soil, we're actually connected on a microscopic level to the environment.
The food initiative has included a farmer's market in Mission, but Prate says people can't always travel there. And so in the next growing season, he's also planning a mobile farmer's market to get the food where it's needed. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.